everyone. Welcome to Sauna IE. I'm your Sexo. Man, it's our 2-year anniversary. And first off, with the audio sounding kind of muffled or however it is, computer malfunction, so we going back to nostalgic ways, recording off the phone with the AirPod Pros. And yeah, didn't want it to happen like that, but you know, it happens. And I guess, like I said, it's been about bringing back the nostalgia of Sauna IE, where we were 2 years ago, recording off a phone, and how we grew from 2 years, July 11th, 2019, till now. And it's really been a growth, a lot of growing pains, a lot of growing strengths, and a lot I've been learning about podcasting from where I started to where I'm at now, as well as the brand and the podcast, the growth that it's been growing. This just this past year has been tremendously growing, and I'm gonna get a little more into that, but I'm just really grateful that we hit 2 years and we're still growing. This morning, I was checking the charts to see if we were ranked. We aren't, but I'm grateful that we aren't, because that tells me that I need to work a little harder and develop some more hunger, because I've been complacent these last few weeks, been on vacation mode. But we're going to be ranked a year from now, 3-year anniversary, we'll be ranked top charts, i.e. look out for us. Right now, we're going into the rebranding phase, so this will be the last episode for about a month and a half. At the end of this episode, I'll let you know the key dates of when we're returning. But yeah, I'm just truly grateful for the growth of how far we've came to where we at now and to where we're headed. And I'm grateful that I've been able to help a lot of people throughout this transition, from the interviews to the reviews to the people that's really been utilizing the information that I've been dropping and putting out for y'all. I truly appreciate y'all. None of this is impossible without y'all. But we do have a show to get to. Man, I'm just still hyped that it's a 2-year anniversary. And man, it seemed like it blew by quick. But I'm grateful that we're here. On this episode, we'll discuss Sauna IE over the 2 years, as well as what's next for Sauna IE. I got what you need to stop so you can gain peace. And then another one, last segment, was start with what you have. That's the dilemma of financial literacy. With this episode, I'm going to combine mental health and financial literacy, since it's our last episode. Got to come out with a bang. 2-year anniversary. Really hype. If you listen to this, you've been here since day one, since July 11th, 2019. I appreciate you, and I thank you for being a consistent listener, being here. And I got something for you. Yes, if you've been here since day one, if you're listening right now, I got something for you too, if this is your first time listening. But our day one listeners, I got something for y'all, and as well as the people that this is their day one listening, I got something for you too. Check out sauna.com, leave me your email, and I will send you something. But on another note, let's get started with these quotes of the day. My first quote is, suffer the pain of discipline or suffer the pain of regret. Suffer the pain of discipline or suffer the pain of regret. Perfect episode or perfect quote. You got to suffer the pain of discipline or suffer the pain of regret. What would you rather have? Would you rather be disciplined or would you rather always be regretting? And that's what it comes down to. You can be disciplined and staying focused on what you need to accomplish, or you can end up regretting not being disciplined, not doing what you need to do, and looking back like, damn, I regret not doing this, or I regret not putting this work in, or I regret not putting my effort in or focusing on my health, and regret not staying consistent with my investing. It's like, you're either going to suffer the pain of discipline or suffer the pain of regret. The choice is yours. I'd rather choose to suffer the pain of discipline, because discipline has its rewards. Regrets has its failures and turmoils. Regrets turn into the black hole, turn into the sucking place. So if you're going through anything right now, anything you regret, focus on being disciplined and bettering yourself, bettering your life, versus being regretful for anything that happened yesterday or in the past. Focus on today and what you can do to stay disciplined, to accomplish your goals, to create your systems, to elevate yourself, to level up. Discipline is key in anything you want to accomplish. My next quote is, energy is contagious, positive and negative alike. I will forever be mindful of what and who I am allowing into my space. That's big for me because I always be talking about energies, and you can always detect if somebody has a positive energy or a negative energy, but you always have to be mindful who you let into your circle, because their energy, there can be energy drainers and energy gainers. So figure out who's in your circle and figure out what type of energy you want to have. Me personally, I always like the positive energy, staying positive in every situation, keeping the faith. And like I said, be mindful of who you allow into your space. Because some people, like I said, are energy drainers. And some people come around are energy gainers, where they give you energy. You gain energy from them because they have that positive energy. So, what energy do you have? Energy is contagious. Do you have positive energy or negative energy? Let me know. Hit me up, sunie.com. I'm going to give you a brief break. We're going to get into today's show. Thank you for tuning in. So, July 11, 2019 was the first show. Honestly, didn't know what direction I was headed. I just wanted to do a podcast, so I just started. If you heard the first episode, you'll hear, like, we're literally outside in the homie's backyard, really recording the episode from the phone, and just talking, and really getting it together. Like I said, I have no direction. I just jumped in and started simply because that was the best option to learn as I go versus learning then going, because it was something I wanted to do. So, like I said, the first episode, you can tell by how it is. We're recording outside in the backyard. You hear the birds chirping. You hear the lawnmowers going. But it was like, it was real cool. I like that whole vibe, the whole aura of how the show, the first episode was shot. And I've been getting tremendous reviews on that, great feedback on that first episode. But as I kept going, I kept getting better. You know, as you keep working towards something, you say that repetition, you get better, you keep growing, you keep learning, you learn about yourself, you learn about podcasts, and you learn how to elevate yourself and how to grow. That's what I did. Kept progressing, kept progressing. 8 shows later, was like the breakthrough show. It was one of the top streaming shows at the time. And that show was on, show was with Shop Talk with Peanut. You can search for it on sunie.com, it'll pop up. And that was just me and him just talking about his journey in throughout the barbershop, throughout his life, throughout his career, and how he got to start cutting hair. And it was a very informative episode for anybody that's an entrepreneur that wants to grow, wants to elevate, and wants to know where to start when it comes to a business, a passion, or a career. So check out that episode, Shop Talk with Peanut. Very great episode. But the top episode, still to this day, still streaming, still live, was the Jamaica episode. A lot of people been playing that episode consistently, and that was that. That was the episode from season 1, and that episode is still getting played, still getting listened, still getting reviews, still getting notoriety and love with it. So check out that episode as well. It's called Title Jamaica. Like I said, if you go to sunie.com, you can search for all the episodes that I'm saying. When that episode dropped, I was like, it's funny that it's a top stream episode, and I'll be going on vacation there next week. But that was a very informative episode, especially if you're planning on Jamaica yourself. Check out the episode, very informative. It'll give some key facts about the island, some key facts about where to stay, the food, the origin, everything. Check out that episode as well. It's one of the, still, like I said, the top streaming episodes to this day. But that first season, I was really challenged that year. Had a breakup, had a tough breakup, and really decided if I should keep going, if I should stop. But, you know, we still here. 2 seasons later, and we're really rocking. Not 2 seasons later, but 2 years later. Really rocking. In 2019, we dropped 2 seasons. And I think 2020 is when the vision got clear, despite what was going on. I was being more focused on putting out shows, putting out information, putting out education for people, helping people, motivating, inspiring, and everything was starting to come in line and formulate after the beginning of 2020. All the plans was coming together. Now I was working on upping the show, but we all know the pandemic hit, and that really slowed things down, but it gave me that hunger to keep going. It could keep putting out this episode, keep putting out the material, so people have something to look to, look forward to be inspired by, motivated by during the pandemic. So throughout 2020, we've been very consistent with the episodes, with dropping new episodes on a daily basis. And that's when seasons 3 and 4 started. Seasons 3 and 4 were the most informative shows on the podcast, like most informative season on the podcast. We had a lot of guests from the show. Shout out to Mario Reed, who was a fashion enthusiast. His episode is titled Career vs. Passion. And that episode really discusses if he should be chasing his career, if he should be chasing his passion, and what his passion is, and what he thinks about what is more idle time or money. That's a very informative episode if you've been deciding to chase your passion or chase your career. Another one of my favorite episodes from season 3 is the mental health conversation with Baz. Baz, my mom, was my good friend. She's a mental health advocate, and she just was very informative about her story, about her journey, about her dealings with mental health, and how she's grown through the stages, through the phases of life of dealing with mental health and dealing with the things she's dealt with in her life as well as in her career. So check out that episode if you need a little more insight on mental health. It's called Mental Health with Baz. Next up, shout out to Gio, dropping mad gems about her nanny and being a doula. Very great episode. Shout out to Marcus Brown, a photographer. Shout out to Miss Megan Scott on the teacher, Veronica Amanjoy, Free the Artist, everybody that's been on the show that's been really dropping information, helping people out, motivating people, inspiring people, and just being there, laying out their stories of their journey, of what they've been through. We all have different stories, we all have different journeys, and it's always good to hear somebody else's story because you get the inspiration from it, as well as you get the motivation, and you get some knowledge of what to do and what not to do when it comes to certain journeys or certain paths. But we hit a lot of milestones within those two seasons, from interviews, reviews, shout outs, and everything. I'm truly grateful for season 3 and season 4. Really helped the podcast and the interviews, the people that came on, the guests. It really helped us out and gave us what we needed, and truly grateful for them. So shout out to them, check them out. But yeah, I'm just grateful for these seasons. I've learned 2020 was overall a great year for Sana'i. And man, I'm just reflecting back, but I'm truly grateful. If you've been listening since day one, like I said, thank you for supporting us. Thank you for constantly being there throughout the ups, the downs, the missed shows, everything. Just being there consistently, supporting, listening, and sharing. Without y'all, none of this is possible. And we're still here, you see. 2 years later, excuse me, this is overall episode 138. Ain't that crazy? But it's episode 138, and like I said, a year from now, I plan on being in the top rankings for podcasting within my charts. But what's next? What's next for Sana'i? Well, right now, I'm working on designing merch, hats and shirts, getting those designed. If you, like I said, you hit up sana'i.com, send me an email, or even go to patreon.com/sana'i, filling out the poll, and I'll send you a hat or a shirt. So let me know your information, I'll get it to you, as well as working on the website. If you haven't seen the website, check out sana'i.com. I'm still working. I'm always going to be working it, redefining it. But right now, I added the latest thing as a guest feature. So anybody that you want to have a guest on the show, they can instantly sign up and send me a notification. They can pick a date and we'll set it up. As well as leave a review. You can leave a review on the website, or even leave a voicemail. Voicemail is good. That I'll play it on the next show. As well as looking for a visual location, looking to do more IGTV, YouTube, Reels, and stuff like that, to get the sauna so we can show y'all visually what we're doing, how we're doing. So that's what I'm looking for as well. As well as elevating the brand. Like I said, we're rebranding right now, going through everything, seeing what worked, seeing what didn't work, and seeing how we can elevate and bring it on to the next level. But I'm really grateful for where we're going. I've been doing a lot of visualizing for the brand, so I know Sana'i is about to take over. It's about to be a whole wave. It's going to be a tidal wave, but appreciate y'all. Important dates to look out for. July 23rd, the merchandise will be online. The merch online, so check that out, sonai.com. We will have it on there, as well as check out the poll on patreon.com. So subscribe to the Patreon. I'm always giving out gifts and stuff like that. So if you listen to this right now, patreon.com/sonai, or even look in the show notes, it'll be there. August 23rd, that's when we coming back. On August 23rd, we coming back with sonai. Be on the lookout for that. We taking a month, and I think it's a month and a half off. And we coming back stronger. And then September 20th is when the visuals are dropping for sonai. But I appreciate y'all. We're going to get into the show, but I just have to give that quick rundown of where we've been, where we're headed, and what's next, as well as the important dates to look out for. So July 23rd, merch is online. Also, check out the poll on Patreon. August 23rd, we're coming back with another season. September 20th, the visuals drop. I'll give y'all a brief break, and I'll be right back with sonai. Now we get into the nitty gritty of the show. How to gain that peace. Things I stopped doing. Number one, arguing with people. Yeah, that's really how you gain peace. Stop arguing with people, especially if it at least go nowhere. You're arguing just to get your side off. It's like it's pointless. Focus on the war, not the battle. Number two, wasting energy on one side of relationships. Have you been feeling like you've been putting more energy in than you're receiving? If that's the case, take a step back and analyze and see, is this a two-sided or one-sided relationship, especially if you've been overcommitting yourself, putting in too much energy. Number three, overcommitting your time when you don't have the energy. And this is big for yes men, yes women as well. People that always say yes, put others in front of themselves, especially when you don't have the energy to do something that you overexert yourself for somebody else when your energy is low. Stop overcommitting your time if you don't have the energy. Saying no is how you keep your peace and maintain your peace. You don't always have to be the superhero for everybody's problems. Number four, accepting and excusing toxic behavior because that was more comfortable than change. Accepting and excusing toxic behavior because that's more comfortable than change. That's inexcusable. If you want to gain peace, you can't accept the toxic behavior or excuse it. You have to confront it and be willing to change, be willing to grow. That's what it's about. Next one, allowing dysfunctional family members to steal my joy. I'm laughing because I know we all have dysfunctional family members who try to steal your joy. But that's when you have to put that shield up, that wall up, or you have to set those boundaries and be like, nobody can steal my joy but me. But it's always, there will be some dysfunctional family members that can steal your joy. But it's all about backing out from that situation, not being drawn in. There's like what we talked about, the quotes, energy drainers. Those are energy drainers. Don't let them drain your energy or drain your joy because they're dysfunctional. They're going through something. Put your boundaries up and put your distance up between them. Next one is trying to fix people as an act of love. Not everybody can be fixed. And it's not your job to fix everybody. I know majority of us have a good heart that we want to fix everybody and fix everything. But that goes back to number three, where it says overcommitting my time when I didn't have the energy. If you don't have the energy to fix people, but you want to fix them, don't try to overcommit yourself to try to fix people just because it's an act of love. The person should want to fix themselves, especially if you've been consistently trying to fix them, and they've been resorting back. It's like you're overcommitting your energy, and they're not really taking your energy for granted or cherishing your energy because you're trying to help them and fix them. So everybody can't be fixed. Next one would be disregarding my boundaries to fit uncomfortably in other people's lives. Have you ever done that? Where you set boundaries up, but you want to be in somebody else's life that you put your boundaries down, or you cut your boundaries off, or you just freaking throw your boundaries away just because you want to fit in somebody's life, but it's uncomfortable for you because the boundaries you set, that's not how you get peace. Next one would be holding on to limiting beliefs about my life, self-worth, and potential. Holding on to limiting beliefs about my life, self-worth, and potential. We all have that. I'm thinking back now for myself. Man, the growth. 2 years ago, this was how I was. Holding on to limiting beliefs about my life, my self-worth, and my potential. Not knowing how to grow, when to grow. But this podcast, I'm grateful for it. It grew me. It helped me grow about my beliefs about myself, my life, and my potential. Just reading, researching, meditating, journaling, doing stuff like that. It really elevates my mind and my mental health and my beliefs. So holding on to past beliefs, limiting beliefs about who you were 10 years ago, 5 years ago, who you were last week, as well as your self-worth and potential. You are somebody new every day. So I'm all about getting that 1% better. 1% better every day. If you fucked up yesterday, good. Accept that fuck up and focus on how you can get better today, how you can do better today, how you can elevate your beliefs about yourself, about your life, and about your potential. We all have the potential to be great. All we have to do is apply ourselves. The next one is pretending to be happy when I was hurting. When you're hurting, don't pretend to be happy. Let somebody know that you're hurting. Then to them, open up and say, yo, I'm hurting because you did this. I'm hurting because this happened. Don't pretend to be happy. It's only causing you more pain within yourself. The next one would be silencing my voice and not naming my needs. We all have our inner voice in our body, in ourselves, in our mind. And that inner voice always tells us what we need, but we like to ignore it. Why do we do that? Why do we ignore that inner voice when the inner voice usually 99% of the time is right? So don't silence that voice when it comes to your needs. Listen to that voice and voice your needs instead of silencing a voice and not getting what you need out of life, out of people. So don't silence your voice. Name the needs that you need. What do you need in your life? What do you need today? What do you need tomorrow? What do you need for the next week? Name your needs. Needs and wants are two different things. We tend to confuse the two because we always want something, but we don't need it. So figure out the two. Figure out what you need and figure out what you want. And don't silence it. Listen to that inner voice. Next one would be overthinking about my past and things I cannot change. Me, personally, a big overthinker. I'm always thinking about the past. And keep resorting back to this, but meditating helps me stay focused on the present and focus on the future. The past happened. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't go back and overthink, oh, what if I did this right, or what if I did this situation better, or what if I did that. It's like I can't change it, so it's like accept it, live in the present, and move forward to the future. Next one would be holding on to people I've outgrown because of the time invested. Major key. Holding on to the people I've outgrown because of the time invested. Have you outgrown somebody? Have you outgrown relationships? Have you outgrown friendships? But you're just sticking around because of the time invested? That's not giving yourself peace. That's leaving you in pieces overall because you're holding on to people that you've outgrown. Not everybody's supposed to be in your life. Everybody has an expiration date. Some people are in your life for a long time, or some people are in your life for glimpses. You have to determine that yourself by detecting the energy, detecting the vibe, and detecting how you feel and what you feel around the person. So don't hold on to somebody you've outgrown. Grow yourself and let them go. Next one is going along to get along. Nah, hold your ground, keep your boundaries. Then we go on to overlooking my blessings and comparing my life to someone else's. That is not how you gain peace. Overlooking your blessings. You are blessed. If you listen to this right now, you woke up, the sun's shining down, you got a roof over your head, you got clothes on your back, you got a bed to lay in, you got pillows, you can go take a shower, you can go use the bathroom, you don't have no stresses, you got a car. Don't overlook your blessings just because you're living in comparison to somebody else's life. We're all playing different games in life. We're all playing, have different journeys, different strategies. So what I'm doing and what you're doing is two different things. So you can't compare your life to my life, or I can't compare my life to your life, because we're playing two different games. We have different goals, we have different strategies, we have different knowledge, we have different systems that we're running in through our life, and we're trying to get to different journeys, or different endings, or different destinations. So we're all playing different games. We can't compare our life to somebody else's. our chapter 1 is different from somebody's chapter 30. Don't compare your life. Comparison is a thief of joy. Next one is abandoning myself, my truth, and my integrity to fit in. Abandoning myself, my truth, and my integrity to fit in. You shouldn't have to abandon yourself, your truth, or your integrity to fit in anywhere. You make the rules. It's your life. You shouldn't have to abandon who you are to fit in with somebody else, to be liked by somebody else, to be loved by people. Stay true to yourself. Know yourself, know your worth. That goes deep. Know yourself and know your worth, so you don't have to try to fit in everywhere. Maybe you're not meant to fit in with people. Maybe you're meant to stand out. The next one be waiting for external validation to boost my confidence. We discussed this on last episode, Hacking Your Brain, about that external validation to boost the confidence. External validation, it's like, yeah, it's cool, but it all starts with internal. External things won't make you happy, won't give you that confidence, won't boost you up. They'll give you that slight dopamine kick, but it comes down to how you feel internally. How do you feel about yourself on the inside? Are you confident about yourself? Do you love yourself? Do you take care of yourself? Are you mentally taking care of yourself? How are you doing to get that internal validation instead of trying to find that external validation to get confidence, to boost your confidence? It starts with yourself, loving yourself, accepting yourself, and being confident of who you are, what you've done, and where you're headed. The last one is trying to change people who were committed to staying the same. I believe that one's self-explanatory, but that sums up the list, man. I'm gonna hit y'all with the recap of this list, but those are just some of the ways to gain peace in life. Did these help you, or have you done these yourself? Let me know. Hit me up on sanae.com. Let me know. Leave a review of if what you do to gain peace, or how you gain peace over time, and how you've grown over time. How you've grown, how the podcast helped you over the last few years. I'm going to give you a brief break. I'll be right back with Sanae.
We back.
Hey, technology is like crazy. I'm literally sitting here. Like I said, I've been having technical difficulties with the computer. So, I'm literally recording. Got my phone in my hand and I'm recording with my AirPod Pros. That is crazy. We're grateful to be born in this generation, or within this time, within the last 20 years. I'm going to say within the internet boom, because it's like technology has made shit a lot easier for us. Imagine if we grew up in the 60s, 70s, or 80s. We would. I don't know how many of us would even survive it, or how we even tolerate it, but shout out to technology and the advances that it's made since then till now. Man, I just love technology, honestly. But let's get back to the show and let's get started with what you have. And this is the last segment for today. And that's basically meaning, if you only have one source of income, build off of that one source of income. Focus on that one source and see how you can make a lot of money from it, and save money and invest money. See how you can make your money work for you. That's step one. Focus on that income, one source of income at a time. The small steps lead to big results. Start small. If you have that primary income already, that first source, how can you create a second one? Start small with the side hustle funded by your primary income. Use your side hustle profits to eventually create another stream. It's like a constant cycle. Once you have that first stream should be able to create a second stream. That second stream should be able to create a third to the fourth to the fifth, and so on and so on. And you create and make a lot of money, and then you save or invest. And you create multiple streams of income, whether it's stocks, e-commerce, real estate, Instagram, TikTok, anything where you can find out how can I create more sources of income. And there's many ways to create different sources of income. Like I said, technology advanced for us to where it's easy for us to literally have Wi-Fi and do some research, and we can easily come up with a different source of income. We just have to apply ourselves, do the research, and put the time in and dedicate ourselves. We can't just figure out like, oh, there's nothing out there for me to make money. There's many ways for you to make money. You just have to really sit down, do the research, and discipline yourself and figure out what works best for you and what you're passionate about, what you'll stay consistent with. Most people are losing because they're trying to start that process, or step number three, which is creating multiple streams of income without having that first source of income secured, to where you have enough money saved that you can invest that money, have that money work for you. People just doing the research, like, you can start with $0 doing Shopify or figure out how to make money on Instagram, being a brand ambassador or an affiliate of some brand and make money like that. But it's all about doing the research, securing that first stream, and then moving forward to the next stream as soon as you start building and saving up that money for what you need to accomplish. But that's just one of the, that's a base I want to touch on, because like I said, a lot of people start with trying to create multiple streams of income instead of focusing on that one set stream and then building off of that. Whatever you make, start saving that money and investing the money and figuring out how you can create a second stream of income. But it just all relies on discipline, research, and time. We got all three. It's just all about applying yourself and staying focused on what you need to accomplish. But that's it. Quick little segment. Just a gem to drop. But I'm going to hit y'all with the recap. And I thank y'all once again for tuning in to Sana IE, the consistent listeners, the people that have been here since day one. Like I said, we are 2 years in, people. We are going on for a whole nother decade. We'll be here long around. But appreciate y'all tuning in today. Man, without y'all, none of this is possible. I'm truly grateful and thankful for you and everything that you've done. You listen to this right now, this is your first time listening, you contributing, you helped out the show, you helped the show be prosperous, and without you, this is impossible. I just want to thank y'all once again, and I'm going to hit y'all with the recap. Thank you for tuning in to Sana IE.
We back
with the recap. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to episode 138. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, one up. Episode 138. We're going strong. Appreciate everybody that's been tuning in. It's been rocking with us. Merch is on the way. Merch is coming. If you want some merch by next week, hit up sunie.com. Send me your email. We'll get that started. But let's get started with the recap. We started with the quotes today. The first quote was, suffer the pain of discipline or suffer the pain of regret. Self-explanatory. You choose. Do you want to be disciplined or do you want to be regretful? That's what it comes down to. Number two, energy is contagious, positive and negative alike. I will forever be mindful of what and who I am allowing into my space. Be aware of your energy and be aware of others' energies around you. Your energy will uplift you or bring you down. We all know that. Keep that positive energy. Energy is contagious. Like it says, be mindful of who and what you bring into your space, into your aura, into your life. Be a conscious. Be aware of that. Don't just let anybody in. Don't let anybody just have access to you. Then we jump into our segments. Sana IE, 2 year anniversary. Started from the bottom. Now we hit. Just grateful. These last 2 years have been a lot. I've learned so much. I've learned so much about podcasting, about life, about mental health, about financial literacy, about myself, about about you guys, about the friends around me, the people around me. Just learned so much within these last 2 years, and I hope you've learned as well. If you've been on the journey since day one, we didn't know what we was doing, but who knows what day it is, we still here and we still rocking out. Very grateful, very appreciative of the journey. The journey will continue next season. Next few episodes, I'll be having a lot of interviews. That's what I'm focusing on, lining up my interviews, getting an interview situated with certain people and getting that down so I can start interviewing different people. I think this season I'm maybe the interview season for season six, but really interviewing that and really just staying consistent with where we're going and how far we're going. Like I said, merch online for you to go buy, purchase, shop up July 23rd. Fill out the poll on Patreon, patreon.com/sunie. It'll be in the show notes. August 23rd, we're coming back season 6. And September 20th, the visuals will be dropping. So stay tuned. Write those dates down. Put them in your calendar. Appreciate y'all. Like, for real. Without y'all, none of this is possible. And even if you have any ideas on how we can better the show or any merch ideas, holla at me. Hit me up at sunieepodcast@gmail.com and let me know what y'all think. Let me know what y'all think I should do, or how we can better the podcast as well as the merchandise. But then we got into segment number two. Things I stopped doing to gain peace in my life. Number one, arguing with people. Number two, wasting energy on one-sided relationships. Number three, overcommitting my time when I didn't have the energy. Number four, accepting and excusing toxic behavior because that was more comfortable than change. Number five, allowing dysfunctional family members to steal my joy. Number six, trying to fix people as an act of love. Number seven, discarding my boundaries to fit uncomfortably in other people's lives. Next one, be holding on to limiting beliefs about my life, self-worth, and potential. Then we go into pretending to be happy when I was hurting, silencing my voice and not naming my needs. Next one is overthinking about my past and things I cannot change. Next one is holding on to people I've outgrown because of the time invested. Next one is going along to get along. Then we jump to overlooking my blessings and comparing my life to someone else's. Then it would be abandoning myself, my truth, and my integrity to fit in. The next one is waiting for external validation to boost my confidence. And the last one is trying to change people who were committed to staying the same. Always remember, your peace is priceless. Letting go is a gift. Learn to let go. Learn to have that peace. Learn to have that peace within yourself. Whatever it is that you can find peace in, find that peace and live within that peace. And don't let anybody else break your peace or try to get you out of character when it comes to your peace. And then we jump into the third segment. Start with what you have. That one source of income. Utilize that. Build that up. Save money. Invest money. Build that up until you can start looking toward a second stream income and work on that and build that up as time goes on. Don't just be working to work. There are many advantages of you owning a business, creating a side hustle, and whatnot. It's all about the long term, staying consistent, staying disciplined. You can have the pain of regret, but the pain of discipline. You stay in discipline, working on your side hustle, building your streams of income, and building your businesses, doing the little things. It all adds up in the long run to where you're going to reap the benefits, it's going to be beneficial, and you're going to see the rewards. If you want to be a millionaire, if you want to be financially free, if you want to have that time freedom, which is a major key, having the control of your own time, then put the work in now so you don't have to be later down the line looking for handouts from other people. But I appreciate y'all tuning in, man. I hope this episode helped y'all, elevated you in somehow, some way. End of season 5. Like I said, we'll be back in about August 23rd. We're coming back August 23rd. Truly grateful for everybody that's been here consistently. Share the show. Share with a friend. Send it to a friend. Check out the merch. Check out the website, sunie.com. Order up. Shop with us. And I greatly appreciate y'all. And I'm going to leave y'all with this. Entrepreneurs are willing to work 80 hours a week to avoid working 40 hours per week. Have a good weekend. See y'all soon.